The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy Friday and welcome to Daily Pop. It's Lonnie's last day with us. We are not going to talk about it because we are not okay. But we got this champagne and we're going to drink our feelings away.
Oh. Cheers.
Cheers. And cheers to the baby. Uh-huh. I'm always around for the baby, okay? But I have to go back to my old job. And how are you feeling, Mama?
No. It's about you today, Lonnie. We're devastated. You're not getting out of this. Tell the people you're coming back next week. Tell the people you'll be back Monday. Tell your other job. You know, don't hide it. We don't want to be the other woman now.
By the way, Lonnie gonna be a face on a milk carton because we're gonna kidnap her ass and lock her up here.
I've had a great summer, but let's get started because I gotta talk about some stuff.
Yeah, let's get started, you guys. We are on Bitter for Watch. They're at the Venice Film Festival, and we're waiting to see if they make their red carpet debut.
Yes.
So we're gonna keep you updated on that. But first, Oprah is choosing between her man and her best friend, y'all. And all I can say is earmuffs Stedman. I almost call him Stefan. By the way, this show's going to go off the rails. I've already had two glasses of this.
Okay. I like Stefan. I'm down to call Stefan
Let's
forever.
Let's do that today.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Stefan.
It all went down when besties Oprah and Gail went road tripping for Oprah Daily. And the girl talk got real. Watch this.
Yes.
Okay. If I was a third wheel, I didn't know it. Nobody told me.
No.
Stedman didn't like me. That would have been tough.
If Stedman didn't like you, then Stedman wouldn't have lasted. Because husbands come and go.
Yeah, but
boyfriends come and go.
No, but best friends.
Best friends last forever.
First of all, I'm just happy they're not in that Equinox anymore. Remember back in the day they used to be in that Bolt? When they did this on the show.
All around the country.
Yes.
I'm
just happy that they're at Alexis today.
Yeah, what is, okay.
Would you put your friends ahead of your man?
I feel like if you're smart, you do. But I definitely feel like husbands come and go and friends come and go. Like, I just think it's an equal playing field.
You speaking like a mama, you know.
I think
she did that because she was on camera.
Yeah.
And then if Stephanie would have been there, you would have heard her say, "I love you." It's what we do.
I don't know.
Gail has got a seat.
I truly believe that Gail has a lifetime membership to Oprah Winfrey fan club, and she will for always have that seat. But I think what's really smart is Oprah definitely puts her friendship with Gail before Stedman, but she also knows her man's boundaries.
I don't know if she puts it before her relationship with Stedman, but she makes room for everybody and makes sure that Stedman knows, like, this is a priority for me. There's going to be room for everybody. Because, you know, men always start bitching if you have a friend around too much. And he's like, does she have to come to everything? Why is she always around? But I also think that's almost like a younger mindset. I feel like as you get older.
Mm-mm. I think men are jealous. I think men get jealous of their own kids. I think men get jealous of friends. I think just knowing the boundary and knowing your man's limits is the key. And I think for myself, as a gay best friend, you know, I like to call myself Kyle's gay best friend. Mauricio knows the assignment. He also knows that I take away 2 hours of the bitch fest so he can get a streamlined 20 minutes.
That's
what I'm here for. He also knows that I'm here when she needs to talk about things that she can't talk about with him. So I know my boundaries and I know his. And he knows mine.
But you also got to remember, you know, Oprah and Stedman don't have children. Gail does. Another thing, a long time ago, I remember it was reported that Oprah gave Gail $1 million because she said, I'm a millionaire and I want my best friend to be a millionaire. And she probably gave Stedman $1 million too. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like when you don't have children, you don't have that like structured family unit, I think you make your family. And so, you know, I think she was also maybe trying to give, like, they were trying to give a message to women of make sure you keep your friendships.
Yeah.
And keep it up and keep it developed because love comes and goes, which is true.
Yeah.
But I agree with you 100%. Your friends come and go too. True friends.
They do. It's hard.
As I'm getting older, I got about four.
Four friends. By the way,
and
I have
two of them are sitting here.
I have tell them now that you're not coming back and stop hiding. Tell the camera. We got three here.
I also got to point out the elephant in the room, too, with Stedman and Oprah. Oprah is retired. Stedman's ass has been home since 1993.
You know
he is on that phone like, hey, Gail, you want to come break this up a little bit? Come add some new, fresh energy? He probably booking the flights for Gail.
You remember that they travel and everything. Look.
On the couch
Stedman's
since 93.
Living a good
life.
I want to be Stedman's best friend.
So I want to be
Amen.
Stedman.
You know what I mean? That's
Oprah?
Good.
We love you, Stefan. Meghan McCain left The View last month, and she already got a new job. She obviously has Lonnie's agent. She just signed on as a columnist for DailyMail.com. Meghan says, I've always respected the way DailyMail.com tackles issues across the entire political spectrum, and I'm looking forward to sharing my own opinions without fear or favor the shade. She says, she's excited to work in an uncensored and free space.
Oh.
Is this a good move for Ms. McCain?
I think she's coming here on Monday. Did y'all know that? She's going to be the new co-host.
Oh. For a second, I was like,
Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that?
That's why this is my last day. She's coming.
Well, at first, I was like, is she going to be a guest? Like, what do we say right now? Fabulous. Oh, love Meghan.
By the way, I would take Meghan McCain. There have been guest hosts here that I have to check their pulse.
Careful.
Like, I have to check
careful.
Their pulse. And,
careful.
No, I'm not being careful at all. I'm talking mad shit right now. Look, I have been on this show for 5 years.
You see
how
what happens?
Does the
we
view,
give him some champagne.
How has the talk? How has the real found guest co-hosts that are awake in the morning and we can't find anybody to roll in
Let
here
me
at
tell
5:30
you, people think that this job is easy. Why do you think we drink while we do it?
I don't.
Okay.
I cannot. All I know is that I'm on the Daily Mail for such different reasons. I am literally like U.S. show business photos. Like, I am just looking at everyone walking on the beach.
Yes. But
well, she started out as a columnist. That's what a lot of people don't know.
Going back to her roots.
Right.
Yes.
And so that's what she's doing. Plus, she probably can't get another job right now. So she's going back to her roots. She says she wants to be uncensored, and she doesn't want people...
Good.
You know.
Good for her that it's a match.
I also think this is smart, though. I think this is really smart. If you think about Daily Mail as a brand, they have Daily Mail, which is really huge, and then they also have Daily Mail Political, which is also huge.
Huge.
They
huge,
started
huge.
Daily Mail TV, which is all celebrity entertainment. Meghan McCain could be at the ground floor of this political arm of this TV situation that is brewing right now. So she could be the anchor on something if they decided to expand in that way.
Right.
So I think Meghan McCain is setting herself up.
Look, she got another job.
She got another job.
That's
boo.
Amazing.
And she's getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And she ain't got to leave her house to do it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I
but
mean, what else do you need?
Up.
We're
it's...
losing here.
I know.
We are losing here.
Lonnie's leaving. Jesus.
I think you two should just be the new Kelly and Ryan.
Put a table up
By
here.
The way,
put
I,
a table. We'll just do two
I
seats.
I told my boss, y'all last night, I do not want to keep on doing this song and dance. We could do Kelly and Ryan.
By the way, he's literally like, Morgan is a crowning, and I need you to make sure someone is sitting here.
No, I mean, no. True talk. I mean, there are times I don't even have to say anything. You two feel the space, but you feel it in a good way. And I'm not saying it because it's my last day.
And then we can do guests.
It really is good.
Lonnie.
This is the conversation we were going to have at lunch, and now we're having it on air. But
Lonnie.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that could be a really good idea.
She's going to maternity leave, Lonnie, and I'm going with her. So.
Yeah.
You guys, history was made last night on Big Brother.
Excellent.
After 21 years and 23 seasons, the show's final six house guests are all Black.
BET.
This means for the first time ever that this show will have a Black winner. Here is the moment it turned to house party.
Oh, you know what?
By a vote of 3-1, Alyssa, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
We did it, guys.
Yep. But...
For the first time ever.
We did it.
Put your hand, come on.
Every person,
cook it up.
One, two, three, cook it up!
By the way, just so you know, CBS is about to have an influx in ratings, okay?
Now, you see why people are afraid of black people? Y'all want to take over. Yeah. You do a damn cookout and you take over Big Brother? What are we going to do?
It was the last thing we had. I'm just super excited about this. You know, black people were not into Big Brother. Now they're going to be. Like we weren't into tennis until Serena and Venus came. We were definitely not watching golf until Tiger Woods came.
Yeah.
Hell, we just got into NASCAR because Bubba Wallace is there. So this is going to be good for Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I think this will be amazing.
It'll be the first season I watch. I've never watched it.
I haven't either. So, hey.
Here we go.
I didn't even know about this cookout. So I'm like, hey, come on. I'm a good grill.
Watch Lonnie host it or do something with it. I mean, let's get...
Watch Lonnie get her ass in the house with the final six.
Literally, she's going to do... They let me come for 2 days because I have five other jobs, but I just wanted to see what
it was like.
I'm
out of champagne. Can we take a break?
You guys, we are going to take a break. My new interview with Drew Barrymore. We're talking about her wild past and who she wants to go topless on her show.
Ow.
Plus, J-Lo's mom is the real star in the family. That is next.
Mama.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
She said yes.
Jimmy Fallon has had thousands of people in his Tonight Show audience, but there's one fan who really stood out.
Who, me?
Listen to what he just admitted on Andy Cohen's Sirius XM radio show, You Wouldn't Go As a Fan Because It's Free.
Oh.
You know who comes a lot is Lupe Lopez, Jennifer Lopez's mom.
She's great.
Loves the show. Comes, just comes even when Jennifer's not on. She just comes to watch.
That's amazing.
So we put a plaque for her. So because I was like, I love seeing her. She makes me so happy.
I love your Lupe.
Yeah, she goes. Yeah, I love my Lupe. She goes. If any Chris is booked, I want to come on. So Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, any Chris, she's in the audience.
Put some respect on that name.
Say it with your chest.
Chris Jenner.
Say it with your chest.
That's what I said, Chris Jenner.
What about Chris Jenner?
That she should be there when Chris Jenner's there, too.
Fun fact, you know, J-Lo's mom won $1 million at a slot.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She totally did. By the way, Lupe.
How lucky is Lupe? What is it? What the fuck? Are you joking?
Is having the best year of her life. She was in a Vegas commercial.
Yep.
She got her favorite son-in-law back.
Yep.
And she have a fast pass to Jimmy Fallon.
Was that her favorite son-in-law?
She was devastated when they broke up.
Yeah.
Devastated.
She called you? She called you?
I talked to her at the Christmas
party. No, we read about it.
Oh, you mother!
I just checked someone off my divas list. An interview with Hollywood icon Drew Barrymore. She told me all about her wild child days and who she wants to see stripped down on her show.
Maternity leave now.
Yeah.
Lupe at the Christmas
party. The first thing I thought when I heard you were getting your own show is, what if someone Drew Barrymore'd and showed them their bits live on camera? What would she do?
I hope someone does that, because David Letterman was always so thrilled that I did that. And I promised to make it as safe for them as David Letterman made it for me.
Who do you think would have the balls to do it in 2021? My vote is for Lizzo. I think she would come on your show, and I think she would show you the bits.
We're back to bring you more. For me, this isn't just a show. This is something I'm really trying to build that is a bright spot and not a blind spot.
What's this all access that we're hearing about?
There's no place like home and hometown spirit. I want to reach out to people across the country and take the show around this year, because we didn't have the luxury of doing that last year.
If you could literally get your 20-year-old self on that couch, what would be the first thing you would ask that wild child?
Well, first of all, she wouldn't have listened to any advice I gave her. And I think I would just be really happy that I got to have those free moments. So I would encourage her to be herself. I've been utterly me, for better or worse. And so I would say just keep being you. And I think I'm relieved that I haven't stayed in the same place. I've grown a lot and I've worked really hard on myself. My 20-year-old self, I'm like, I totally embrace you. And my 46-year-old self is who exactly I want to be right now. I don't have one regret. I just loved every minute that led me to this point.
For sure. Your life is an open book. We have all read those chapters.
Very liberating.
It's liberating. But I have to know, is there one chapter that you're going to take out just so your daughters could read the book?
I will never lie to my daughters. And I think it'll give me ammunition to say, this is why I'm this way. And I have come full circle to saying, being classy, treating people with kindness, trying to embrace who we really are and grow every single day. That is the life lessons I've really come to value.
I have been waiting for this moment since I got to LA 13 years ago, because you are one of the most fascinating people I have ever followed in my life.
Well, I love your journalistic integrity and I want to be like you, because good questions lead to truths and interesting answers. So thank you.
Did you get that on camera?
I think you did.
You hear this? Drew Barrymore wants to be like me.
I do.
I will trade you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to that interview, Justin. What was that like? That was a dream come true.
It's a dream come true that you watched the second interview from start to end with
did.
Me in it.
I did. I enjoyed it, too.
You did a good job.
Thank you. You know, she is the epitome of YOLO. Like, she has been living her best life. You only live once. She is the last person to ever step foot into Studio 54 and live to talk about it.
Yeah. Wow.
This woman was on a dance floor at 9 years old.
Fabulous. Like,
she has lived 25 lives, and she's only 45.
And I'm happy to see Ross Matthews, my good friend,
I love Ross,
on the show with her and the other people too, because, you know, it's a lot of landscape out there. It's a lot of need for talk shows. And she is an icon. She deserves this moment. So it's just really, really great. She's a really great person. I'm happy to see her flourishing.
For sure. Me too. Cheers to Drew and cheers to Lonnie.
Cheers.
Cheers.
By the way, we have an announcement. Lonnie will be on season 2 of Drew Barrymore as well as her special correspondent. Drew Barrymore Show premieres Monday, and they are taking the show on the road for a 2-week-long premiere event.
Up they next, got money.
We're headed to Venice with J-Lo and Ben, and Paris Hilton's giving us an update on her wedding after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. Season 13 of The Wendy Williams Show is off to a rocky start. We've just learned that Wendy won't participate in promotional activities because of her ongoing health issues. Wendy took a break from the show back in May due to complications from Graves' disease, but she's planning to be back for the premiere on September 20th. And Paris Hilton is getting married soon, but her wedding's going to look a little different than she had planned. We caught up with Paris and her sister Nikki at the Revolve Gallery red carpet at New York Fashion Week.
It's a surprise, but it's going to be very soon.
If the world wasn't in the place it is right now, it would be a huge wedding. But because of what's happening, we get to make it much smaller than I would want to.
And Demi Lovato is feeling a little extraterrestrial. Her new UFO docuseries, Unidentified with Demi Lovato, launches September 30th on Peacock.
I'm Demi Lovato, singer, activist, and UFO experiencer. I'm hitting the road with my best friend, Matthew, and my sister, Dallas.
Say hi to Night Vision.
Hi, Night Vision.
To investigate the unexplained and the unidentified.
And that's your Hollywood Minute. Do you guys believe in UFOs?
I'm not going there.
Who cares?
I just want...
Is this champagne?
I just want all the aliens to know that I am not trying to look for you or disturb your peace. I am Team Green. I am not shaking that empire.
If you have champagne, I don't care. Come on.
No, Lonnie, don't call him over here.
I don't care.
Have you never seen Independence Day?
I'll cook some chicken for him. Come on, aliens.
Your rich ass don't cook.
I don't.
You guys, we are on Bennifer alert. How am I the only one that's broke here? J-Lo and Ben are expected to make their red carpet debut at the Venice Film Festival today. Jen's there to support Ben for his film, The Last Duel, with Matt Damon and Jodie Comer. And she was coming in hot in a pinstripe outfit as they made their way to the premiere on that boat. Let me see that outfit one more time. I just love this couple.
I love them. And I mean, and you know what? This time around, I don't know, Morgan, how you feel about it. I feel like
they're more settled?
Yeah.
I agree.
And he's less Hollywood, like, that slick back. I still remember that.
You learn. She has looked back on all of those photos and all of the critiques that everyone has given, and I think that they were so much younger and so much more about image. She was so about, like, you have to look like this. This is what you do. And I think she was right. I think he looked the best he's ever looked when they were first together.
Right.
But I feel like this round, they're both settled. They're both accepting of each other way more. They both appreciate each other way more. And I feel like it feels like more of a real couple. And I don't mean because they seem to love each other more than before, but they both seem more settled within themselves, and that's why they can have a good relationship.
That's the point of time.
Correct.
Time makes you do that.
It's the same way.
And he knows that she likes. It's like, you can't come out looking like a bum like me.
No.
But she also knows that he's like, well, I don't want to be.
You can't get rid of the Boston hat. Like, you've got to.
Right.
And it's
you gotta compromise.
On such a small level, that's even how Jordan and I are. Like, you know, years ago, I was like, you got to. Now I'm a little bit more flexible.
You got rid of that house, though.
Well, he was selling it anyway.
I have to point out, though, too, she also is looking like she knows her assignment. Like, she's not there to outshine him. She's there to support, because she could have showed up in a Givenchy custom moment with a train and everything else. She was like, you know what? I'm going to go in this pinstripe moment, and I'm going to be the supportive girlfriend.
Well, she had her moment earlier.
I mean, it's still a moment.
I mean it's always, she can drink.
I mean, look at her. She's
always going to be
I mean, when you do pictures from a boat like that, you're having
She looks
moment.
Unbelievable. I wonder who makes that. I would love to know.
I know. It's a cute dress. He's also going to Texas later this month to be shooting this movie called Hypnotic.
Oh.
How do you think with him being gone on set, how would it affect their relationship?
They need a break.
What do you mean?
We need a break. Yes.
Oh.
It's okay.
Ilani can say it. I can't. Everyone comes for me.
No, it's okay to take a break as a couple.
You mean like take some space?
Yeah. It's like, let him go shoot his movie. She can go down there a couple of days. She still got kids and stuff, y'all.
So yeah.
She can, you know, tend to them. And it, like, let him work and let him focus. And then she go back down there and they have sex and all that stuff.
Yeah. I agree, but I also don't think she's as worried about Ben as she was maybe the first time, because he was acting up a lot.
He was acting up.
Going to the strip club, and now it's like she's sort of like, don't, like, you play that, it's like she's not dealing with any of that.
But I wonder if, because I would be a little pressed if my man hooked up with this co-star on this last movie, and then the movie's going to come out with Ana de Armas. You think she's going to be showing up just trying to
Didn't
flex a little bit?
Didn't that movie come out already?
No, I don't think that movie came out, unless she got it killed.
Nah. I think he's past all of that. When you get to a certain age, believe me, you get past all of that and you realize what you have.
I love that he's doing a movie with Matt. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Mm. Coming up, Ciara tells us why her daughter is so spicy. Plus, why she's calling her man a baby. And can someone get Lonnie more champagne? She's paying for it after this.
We're celebrating.
You bought it. To show the D or not show the D?
Oh.
That is the question.
Show the D.
It's time for a lesson on the correct way to slide into someone's DMs. So keep your clothes on while Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin take us to school.
Well, we met first in person.
Right, yeah.
And then I slid into the DMs.
Correct.
Or you slid into mine. I don't know.
No, you slid into mine.
That makes sense. Do not send a nude picture of yourself.
Yeah.
That never works. That's just like solid advice to anybody. Humor is definitely the best weapon in a man's arsenal. So I would say for men, definitely humor.
And I almost think it's easier for a girl to slid into a DM. I don't know.
Amazing.
And
yes, like, men are deprived of any love in general, so. Except for me.
You just, okay.
Okay.
We caught up with these cuties at the Revolve Gallery red carpet at Fashion Week. So do you guys agree? Humor or the D?
I think you got to get both.
I can never get a good light on it.
What do you mean?
Like, I look at people's, like,
photos
that,
like,
they send me on my DMs.
Uh-huh.
And thank you guys for sending those nasty photos in the DM.
Oh.
I could never, I'm like, how do you get this nice ass picture of like, I look terrible.
It's called
naked.
A filter.
It's no, but it's like, you have to really commit to it. It's like naked photo taking day. Like there has to be a light. There has to be a setup.
Yes.
Like, you can't just snap a photo. Like,
it's a whole photo shoot.
It's a whole photo shoot. And then you use it on stock and they're sending that to other people too. I hate to tell
That's
you
That's the reason why you want the conversation. Cause you want to know, what are they talking about? Even if it's just a couple of sentences, like, hey, how you doing? I saw you on, you know, Daily Pop today, and I think that sweater that you had, it really compliments you. You know, that kind of stuff, that should turn you on, not a picture. A picture can be fake until you see them for real.
Oh, no.
And you
for
can never
sure.
send because you're a famous person.
I could never send because
you
nothing
can send,
looks
but
great.
Don't put your face.
No case, Lonnie. You always know. You always know.
There's always a birthmark or a random tattoo.
You don't have a birthmark.
Oh, thank God, no
tattoo. I have a tattoo.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm just joking. Seriously, I'm just joking. Is it easier for guys or girls to slide into DMs?
I think it's equal. I think it's totally equal. I think I don't buy into that. I think I could totally, if I wanted to slide into someone's DMs, I would.
Did you slide into Jordan's? Is that how you guys reconnected?
No, he slid into mine.
Ooh, yes,
at the right
Jordan.
Time.
Yeah, at the right, yeah, consistently over time. And then I was like, he thinks I'm some idiot. And then I was like, oh, wait, no.
It's
See,
the
he
timing.
Was really liking you.
Yeah, he
That's
really...
why you do have to take it seriously if someone slides into your DMs.
I didn't believe it. It took a lot of DMs and a lot of consistency for me
how
to
many?
Even... A lot, like months. I was like, yeah, right. Okay, you're on tour. You need some attention right now. This is bull. And then it started and started and started. And then we had got pandemic. So
I'm
then it was...
so glad because now I have my little bro and my little...
Yeah, well, I
Thank
need
you,
some...
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah.
You did something right.
I have another maternity leave. Kylie Jenner continues to show off her baby bump all
him?
Over NYC and looking damn good doing it. She really went for it in this Laquan Smith lace jumpsuit. She looks phenomenal.
This is the reason why she went on ahead and made the announcement earlier. No, Morgan, I have to give it to you because you said it. Mm-hmm. You called it, but I didn't know it was going to be like a whole fashion show.
I told you. I said she's going to go there because we've never gotten pregnancy content from her and she's going to own it. And this pregnancy, I can tell, like last year was like, oh, cute. Like, how do I dress the bump? And now it's like bump out, big, small, doesn't matter. I feel like we're at the same timeline.
Are you
so,
guys?
Kai, I don't know, but I feel like look at her bump and look at my, I don't know. I mean, not to judge the bump, but Kylie, I am available for friendship and playdates. And I will sign any NDA and I don't talk.
By the way, the sisters don't like when you mesh. So like you already have Chloe. So you can't have crossover. They're not into sharing friends.
Really?
You know what happened last time they shared friends.
Oh.
Kylie also hit on the Revolve gallery. She had her bump on full display under that bright orange trench coat.
I didn't love this look. I got what she was going for. I thought that the shoes were dominating and the jacket was a little overpowering. Like, it felt like she was kind of being swallowed up a little bit, but I like that it's funky. I mean,
that's the thing about sometimes as you get bigger, especially being a plus size person, we always think you're supposed to, she's not plus size, she's pregnant, but we always think we got to cover up.
Yes.
You don't have to cover
You don't, and you look
up.
Bigger that way also. It's so true.
Yeah.
Even like me, I would like wear these big oversized stuff, and it's like, no, girl, just relax. Okay?
Yeah. Accentuate what's good.
Yes.
Like, if you look at Morgan, what she's accentuating, her legs. Her legs are beautiful.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But then, look at me. Too. I'm accentuating my legs with my gym shoes because I'm not wearing heels. So,
by the way, I'm
it's
barely
a way
wearing
to
heels.
Do it.
You're always on some thigh over here, though. You always in a thigh gown.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it at 8:30 in the morning.
You too, mama.
You really do.
You guys,
tell
we
them
are
you're coming back Monday.
We are stuck here in Los Angeles, but Zanna Roberts Rossi is in the middle of the action out
Zanna.
In New York. Zanna, what is going on out there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, New York Fashion Week is officially happening, rain or shine, and we are here at Bryant Park. There are so many brilliant shows. One of my favorites last night, Prabal Gurung. Naz has also been hitting the scene. What's up over there, my friend?
Hey, Zanna, the energy is insane right now. I'm at Teyana Taylor's first fashion show, Pretty Little Thing. And can I just tell you guys, you're gonna wanna add all of these pieces to your car. The style is chef's kiss. But I also loved your interview with Sierra. She was talking fashion, love, and why her daughter is 4 going on 40.
How do you juggle it all with 3 kids? How are you doing it all?
Okay, so I will tell you, it is really a balancing act, and there's perfection in the imperfection. It is like far from perfect being a mom, the balance of it all, but you do it because you love it. And I always say that whatever you do in life, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in life. And having kids can be like work. It is a lot, but it's worth it. And my kids feed me. They give me the daily vitamin that I need. And my husband, too. He's my biggest baby.
More looking after.
Yes, seriously. My baby is my biggest baby. My husband, but yes, my babies, they fill me up. And I'm really grateful to be a mom. It's like my proudest moment in life is being a mom.
Let's go right now.
You have a four-year-old who's also a fashionista in the making.
I do.
She's the cutest. She's a face of crap.
You know, well, she's baby boss. She's the leader by Sierra baby boss. You know, she is full of so much swag and funk and charisma and passion at such a young age. She's 4 going on 40. First I said it was 4 going on 21. She's jumped to 4 going on 40. She's just so spicy.
Sierra was front and center at the Dundas Times Revolve show at New York Fashion Week.
He always makes a woman look effortlessly sexy, and I'm just proud of him.
And she was there to do more than just cheer on her friend, designer Peter Dundas.
He brought the baby out then, and he told me backstage that you guys have been trading baby tips.
A lot of good ones, you know, just enjoy every day as it comes. Don't rush it. I think sometimes as parents, we're like looking for the crawling moment, we're looking for the walking moment so fast. That when it happens, it's like you can't go backwards, you can't get it back. So enjoy every day as it comes. Don't rush it.
Coming up, I'm hanging with VMA's host Doja Cat. She's telling me how she really feels about being compared to Nicki Minaj.
Uh-oh.
Plus, the star who's debuting a big transformation at the show.
Ooh.
And it's not Kat Graham.
Oh.
Welcome home, baby Beyonce. That is Chloe Bailey's new video for Have Mercy.
Damn.
She is making her solo debut performance at the VMAs on Sunday. And if she's bringing that heat, I'm a watch.
No, by the way, Tina was in it. Beyonce mama came up in there. She is giving the debut that we all wanted.
It was time.
That's why she separated from her sister.
Yeah.
Because she was like, no, let me do this.
Yeah. But you go do the Little Mermaid and get
that
coin.
Right.
I'm going to come here and get nasty because I can't get as dirty as I want to be in Chloe and Halle.
Sexy is fiery, is something that, you know, this is what she wanted and she is bringing it. This is the next generation Beyonce.
She looks unbelievable. It was time. She held out.
I'm going to say something at the commercial break because I can't say it live on air.
Okay, and I'll tweet it out.
But you guys, Doja Cat is also going big at the VMAs. She is hosting the show. Doja told me how she really feels about being compared to Nicki Minaj.
You're interviewing
Take a
everybody.
Look at this.
Hey.
I'm getting all this. The woman who is booked and busy till 2025 VMA host, what the hell?
Okay.
For me, it's the Madonna, Britney, Christina Aguilera on top of the wedding cake moment that solidified my love for the VMAs. What was that one moment when you were younger that you were like, oh my God, I gotta get here?
It feels like it was just yesterday, but when I saw Beyonce pregnant doing
Love on Top,
like, God help me, like, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. You can do anything. You can really do anything, and I feel like Beyonce created that lane.
Yeah, oh, whoa, whoa. Baby, yeah. I need to know.
Every time you hit the stage, I feel like people say, oh, she's serving Gaga today, or she's serving Nicki. What's it like being compared to other artists in the industry? Why can't you just be Doja?
Because it's natural and that's what people do. People have to be able to connect you to someone, and it happens with every big star in the world. You have to accept that. That's just how it is.
But I need your lips on mine.
Your trajectory has been like a lightning bolt. How has that affected your love life?
I know I'm very busy now, the most that I've been. I know during COVID, things kind of got into a certain way. And it doesn't mean anything, but you know. But basically, I, you know,
hey, you got a COVID boo. Mm-hmm.
I've been very busy, and I it's gotten to a point where it's like, yeah, I'm out of the house. I'm gone. I'm doing things, and I, you know, as long as you call, text, whatever, you're good. Just be in communication. Things are fine. If you are in love, you're in love. If you're not, you're not. It is. It's gonna show.
Do you ever sit in the bathtub and say, "Oh my God, my life is out of control"? Because I always wonder, I'm like, I see you here, I see you there, this video, this thing. I'm like, I wonder if she realizes that her life is out of control.
No, I think that it's mostly when if I'm stressed out or I am upset about how things are planned, that's when that stuff happens. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. That happens. But, you know, I don't sit there and go, I'm the queen. I'm not like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm the I've been trying to be chill about most things, unless I'm stressed out.
I'm so glad the VMAs having a real artist to host. That's the thing, because I think that's what we were missing. Either have a real artist or either have a comedian.
Yes.
And that's what's been missing.
Or hosts, like myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or us, Lonnie. Wow, damn.
Yeah, Lonnie. We need jobs too, Lonnie. The 2021 MTV VMAs are live from New York on Sunday at 8 p.m. Up next, Kelly Clarkson's unforgettable moment with Chris Martin.
Kelly.
The fail we never saw coming. It's time for a little Feel Good Friday, and we kick it off with Kelly Clarkson's embarrassing moment with Chris Martin. He stopped by her show for the new season, but it's her son Remington who steals the spotlight. Take a look at this.
Remington.
And it was all yellow. So then I took my turn.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Me too.
That's cute.
That is so cute. Can I tell you that Chris Martin is very, very fabulous? When I was a guest DJ many years ago on The Ellen Show, Chris Martin was a guest, and he was getting ready. Coldplay was getting ready, and he was, like, in the back, and we started dancing together to do a warm-up, and I just loved it, and I love Chris Martin ever since then.
So she's not coming back. We can't afford it.
I also have to say that The Real is coming back. That's the reason why I won't be back here. We start up September 20th. I'm happy for, there's my girls. We're okay. Gonna have a good conversation, but I am available Thursdays and Fridays. So if you need me, if you wanna take a little break, mm-hmm. I will be here to help Justin. And you know what? This is the thing about talk shows. They say that we should be competitive. I believe, I've been on every talk show.
We know.
We know.
We know.
We're well aware.
Because I believe that we are all one. We're talk show brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. And yeah. So Kelly, wonderful. Wendy, get well. The View, you got rid of Megan. You do your thing. Who did I miss?
The Talk.
The Talk. I love
coming
The Talk.
Back,
the
coming back.
The guys. Talk show is back, you guys. It really is because, you know, people want to see real people talk. And I think it's the last thing mm-hmm. yeah. that where you can actually see people and it's not like for 30 seconds or 10 seconds.
Yeah, or talking
behind
the mic.
That's why talk is still available and it's coming back. That's my,
a word.
That's my spiel.
By the way,
a word.
I just want to let you guys know something. When I show up at my accountant to do my taxes, he gets upset with me when I have two W-2s. Can you imagine what the little fingers of Lonnie's accountant's doing with 75?
Yeah, by the way, I'm glad you keep track of those. I never knows where those go.
That's rich, bitch.
I don't know where they are.
No, you want to hear how rich it is?
Shiraz called me yesterday.
You want to know how rich it is? This is how rich it is. She goes, do we do our taxes upstairs? She thought she went to accounting at the NBC to do her taxes.
No, I just didn't. They're taking
She will end up in jail like Wesley Snipes.
I don't understand. No, I've made a deal. They take $1,000 every month. I didn't realize half of that money was theirs.
On the next season on Born Without Bars on A&E, Morgan has her baby at Sing Sing for tax evasion.
Oh my God.
You guys, we have a little surprise for Lonnie coming up. You don't want to go anywhere.
It's a baby.
We've had so much fun with Lonnie these past few months, so we put together a little something to remind people of how crazy
Lonnie is. We were supposed
Lonnie
to budget is. Busters.
Lonnie, this is for you.
Let it go.
This is the reason why my big ass couldn't
get... Go ahead, Lonnie. We'll give Lonnie one laugh. Lonnie, if you can sit on it, we're gonna give you a medal. You can have this medal if your ass touched that plastic. Give it up for Lonnie, everybody. Hold on, let me straighten that wig out real quick.
Morgan, he called me because I was out having dinner, and then he called me, "You got to see the episode." I said,
it was like
Lord,
this. It was like this. It was like this. It was like this. It was like this. I was like this. Hello?
Wait,
hello?
Hello?
I was like, hello? Lonnie, did you see the episode?
No!
Girl Garcelle got body on live TV,
No, my girl didn't!
She got her ass in
the car. I'm gonna call you back!
Hold on, let me dream with Morgan in.
I can feel the difference.
Right?
Look at that. It look just... at this boob versus this boob.
The first, you know, year or two. The arch, you know, the arch is real big.
Yeah, so I gotta be looking at you like this.
And then this.
That's how we do it.
Meet me outside.
Come
Can I
on.
Talk to you?
Come on, we're gonna go outside. Actually keep stressed and limber, because you know, when you gotta you get in that shower, you got bending bend your toes.
Wow. If you give me 30 bucks, I couldn't do that right now.
Yeah.
And do it again. And do it again. That's how you do it.
Give me that leg.
I got you, Lonnie. I got you.
Okay. Hold your neck up, Lonnie.
I told you I got you.
Hold your neck up, Lonnie.
I told you I got you.
Victor, pull your weight.
We did it.
What's Neapolitan?
Oh, my God.
What's Neapolitan?
See, it's so cute.
Uh-oh, bring it home.
Lonnie and I are kind of off the rails.
I'm so jealous. It's all good.
I'm used to being drunk and performing. Oh, my God. Oh, you guys.
You guys, we have one more surprise for Lonnie. Everybody, welcome to the show. Boys to men. Lonnie, I lied. We don't have that kind of budget.
I was like, did we get boys to men?
Are you going to miss us like we're going to miss you?
I just want to say thank you, especially to the producers out there. They work so hard. I don't think people realize how hard they work. Rebecca and Jen Lavin, thank you guys so much.
Oh
this
my
has been a wonderful summer hiatus for me. And thank you, too.
No, I'm too pregnant. God. Lonnie.
You know, we've had two baby announcements. We've had, I mean, Justin, he keeps it together. And I just had a really great time. And you know, I think this is what this is about. During a pandemic, you know, people look for us as entertainment, and you guys do a great job. And I'm just happy that I'm part of the E family. So thank you.
Lonnie, thank you so much. Are you kidding? I just saved this makeup till lunch. This was supposed to be then.
You guys, set your DVRs because we're going big next week. We've got the VMAs, Met Gala, and New York Fashion Week. And don't forget to check out Lonnie on The Real.
Plus, new interviews. And coming back.
Yes, and she's coming back. Plus, new interviews with Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Kristen Bell. You do not want to miss it. Check out Daily Pop every weekday at 11.
I love Nina
right
and Hunter.
Oh.
I love you guys,
and check out
too.
Nightly Pop. And I'm going to go find my tear ducts because I don't know where they went today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.